Full time here at the Tony Macaroni Arena. It's Livingston 2, St Mirren 3. Goals on the day by Stephen Marlin and Liam Buchanan. Got one back for Livingston after Marlin converted Julie from the spot. Shankland then puts St Mirren back ahead on the 35th minute from a wonderful whooping volley from the edge of the box. And in the second half, Jordan White managed to bundle in from close range after it looked like Sam Stanton's shot had hit the post, and St Mirren were then looking for a winner after being drawn 2-2, and it came to the feet of Lauren Shankland, almost Thierry Henry-esque when he scored that goal against Manchester United all those years ago. That's the only way I could compare it to. He took the ball on his chest, on the knee, turned, swivelled, volley, bang, goal, right in the top corner of McCallum's net. It was then from that moment, Livingston 2, St Mirren 3, and that's how it ended up here. Stephen Bart.
Yeah, I think what we'll say today is that it was not the best performance from St Mirren. Livingston at times did really, really well. I think they could probably justly say that they were done out of a point. But for St Mirren, you know, those two excellent goals from Lauren Shankland, I'm glad it's a bit of quality that's won the game today for St Mirren, because it's absolutely sensational from them.
It was an absolutely wonderful goal, and we'll see maybe highlights later in the week through St Mirren TV on YouTube or whatnot. But the goal from Lauren Shankland in his third goal, the winner of the game, it can win any game. It was superb.
Yeah, indeed. You know, Lauren Shankland, we've seen him score a couple of really, really good goals this season. You know, he doesn't tend to do the easy finishes, but it's one of those that when you do get a chance to see it, you're going to really enjoy it. Hopefully, SPFL will put that up for Goal of the Month, because it certainly deserves it.
It was a wonderful goal, and there is footage available later in the week through St Mirren TV. I've just cut across now to reporter Lewis McKenzie. Lewis, be keeping an eye on all things social media, be keeping an eye on the game and the latest scores as well. 3-2 to St Mirren, first league win away from home since January the 2nd. How did you see it go?
Well, I think they played very well today. I mean, yes, there are things that they could tighten up, and I think defence is one area that they need to look at a little bit and just tighten up, because they conceded those two goals today, and I'm sure they'll be disappointed by that. But overall, I think they should be very pleased. I think the goals from Shankland were, absolutely tremendous. I mean, especially the second one, it was just an unbelievable finish, and I think Alex will be absolutely delighted with his performance today. But also, I think in an attacking sense, I think St Mirren played well, and I think they thoroughly deserved the 3 points today.
And the latest scores in the Scottish Championship and in the Scottish Premiership as well.
Well, last I checked, I can just confirm for you there, the Queen of the South defeated Dumbarton 6-0, so it was a lot of goals, and a lot of goals actually across the Championship today, because Morton beat Alloa 4-1. Obviously, you've got the five goals in the game today as well. The Premier League wasn't shy of goals as well. Inverness defeated Ross County 3-0. There was Motherwell 2, Aberdeen 1, Hearts 0, St Johnston 3, Hamilton 1, Partick Thistle 2, and Celtic beat Kilmarnock in their game earlier 1-0.
Thanks very much, Lewis. I'm just going to go now and try and catch a word with Alex Ray for us here on St Mirren Radio, and we'll try and cut back across to you as soon as we can from that moment. But Stephen, always ask you for a man of the match. Who was your man of the match today?
I think you're probably going to know who it is before I even say it. Lauren Shankland is going to get it from me, because they were two absolutely fantastic goals. Today was one of his best performances in a St Mirren shirt. He did really well up front. One of the things that we pointed out in games before is that usually he's quite often found offside. Today, I don't think he was called offside once. The only time he was offside, he knew it. He let the ball go, and it worked out for St Mirren in St Mirren's favour. He did really well up front, working with David Clarkson, and then towards the end, getting in the corner, keeping the ball there so that just to waste those last few minutes and to deny Livingston the chance to get back into the game.
Well, Scottish Championship table now looks like this. Rangers up top with 72 points. Falkirk second after beating Rangers yesterday with 61 points. Hibs 55 points. They've got three games over Falkirk to play. Raith Rovers 42 points. Greenock Morton 38 points. Queen of the South 37 points. St Mirren 34 points. They've got a game over Morton, as so a chance there to close that gap. Dumbarton 29 points after they were thumped 6-0 at Queen of the South today. Livingston 24 points. They're now looking like it's going to be a playoff place for them. 5 points behind Dumbarton. Alloa, there's not a hope for them to stay up. Possibly 14 points, 10 behind Livingston. 15 behind Dumbarton in 8th. So St Mirren, the focus of everything, that's 34 points for them today. 34 points for the season. 38 is where Morton are. 42 Raith Rovers. Probably Morton in 5th place is the aim. And there's a chance for them with that game in hand, as well as a game with Morton coming up. They can possibly close that gap.
Yeah, there's no reason why St Mirren can't. They're on a great run at home under Alec Ray. The Morton game to come is at the Paisley 2021 Stadium, so I don't see why they can't have a really good chance of getting a good result. When you look at that table now, what you've got to think is 10 points between Livingston and St Mirren. You're going to have to think that Livingston won't catch St Mirren. Dumbarton might, although they look a bit like they're in free fall at the moment, and if Dumbarton, really what they need to do is get the points to stay in front of Livingston, because their goal difference is absolutely atrocious, especially after today's result. And that's hindered St Mirren a little bit as well, because if Queen of the South had been a tight game, the goal difference between them would be fairly similar. Now Queen of the South got a big advantage in the goal difference.
Yeah, absolutely. St Mirren, they've got the Morton at the Paisley 2021 on the 16th of April. We've also got Hibs on the 2nd of April, and we have Raith Rovers up next. Raith provided a big challenge up in Kirkcaldy just 2 weeks ago, and so what can you expect from that game following this game? They'll have to possibly be a bit tighter at the back to deal with Ryan Hardy.
Yeah, definitely. It was a crazy game up in Kirkcaldy. The defence was uncharacteristically poor. And hopefully it'll be better this time.
Right, I'll just cross over to Lewis.
Joined now by Alex Ray at the touchline. Alex, what do you make of the performance?
It was a brilliant 3 points for us. We fought for every ball, and I think the goals that Shank scored today were worthy of winning any game. I thought it was really top drawer, but I think, again, I keep saying week in, week out, the importance of the spirit throughout the group, and it's evident again today.
And you think it's the mark of a confident player to take on a shot like that? I mean, it was a terrific finish from the volley.
Listen, if that was done in any of the English Premiership or La Liga, they'd be showing it for weeks on end. It was outstanding, and his first goal was brilliant as well. And when he did it today, they made it very difficult. They changed their shape at half-time and became very route one and just shelling balls up to White. And we had to be strong, that's the nitty-gritty side of the game where you've got to go in one headers, you're getting bumps, and it becomes difficult because, it becomes a scrap. And I'm pleased. Thankfully, we got the 3 points.
And does it say something about the character of the team here that, despite maybe losing the goals, they're still hungry to go out and get another and win the game?
We said at half-time we wanted to try and keep a clean sheet in the second half because, it was to concede within 8 minutes. We said to them just after the game, this again, it's the response that we show. And they need to press.
And they always seem to, the way you kind of organise the teams, they always seem to be very attacking minded, and you're looking to obviously go out in every game and hopeful of getting 3 points.
Yeah, well, we did. We obviously brought Gow on, we brought Tom on as well, we brought Kars in just to shore it up a little bit in the middle of the park. So we did try to kind of bring on the right players that would be able to retain the ball and keep it for us. And as I said to you, it was a really important 3 points.
And where do you go from here ahead of the remaining few games in the season?
Well, we're in tomorrow morning. We get a recovery done, and we prepare as we normally do for Raith Rovers at our place on Tuesday.
That's great. Thanks very much, Alex.
Well, thanks very much, Lewis, and James Hunter over there just catching up with Alex Ray. Sorry about any sort of interference you might have heard with that. It's probably just because of the distance between us over here and Alex Ray getting interviewed on the off far side of the pitch at the tunnel. So, sum up his comments and what you make of him.
I think, we know what to expect from Alec Ray. He's a passionate manager. He puts a lot into this team, and the team really play well for him. They respect him. They want to get out there. They want to win for him. And today they did that. Yeah, I think he can have a few maybe grovels with the defence and some of the play in the midfield that allowed Livingston to dominate the early proceedings in the second half and for parts of the first half. He cannot complain with the play going forward, because you know, the sensational goals and great work to win the penalty, to create chances and to beat Livingston.
Well, we're just going to kind of look back on the events of today's game. Stephen Marlin, you know, converted a penalty on the 15th minute. Any question whether it was a penalty or not?
It's a bit of a weird one, because it's one of those late challenges that you don't usually see given as a penalty. Outside the box, yeah, you would see it as a foul. Sometimes the referee, he'll play it as if it's advantage because he's got the ball in, and he did that today. But instead of what we saw at Queen of the South, he didn't bother blown up for the penalty because the ball went out for a corner. He said, no, that's a penalty because the man haven't had the advantage of it.
Then, not long after, Liam Buchanan managed to nick the ball past, looked like it was Andy Webster, and he rolled the ball past Jamie Langfield. We spoke about the threat Jordan White and Liam Buchanan could have today's game, and just turned out St Mirren couldn't quite deal with that.
Yeah, I think that was his fifth goal against St Mirren this season, so they've been struggling in the five games that they've played each other to cope with them, and that was just another example of it. You know, the last time we were here he missed a penalty, so he was perhaps a little happy that he was able to get one back and score at home against St Mirren, as all the other ones that came at the Paisley 2021 Stadium. But from a defensive point of view, you know, 2 minutes, maybe 20 seconds, 30 seconds before that, Jamie Langfield's pulled out a fantastic stop to deny Livingston equalising right away. And St Mirren have cleared the ball up, but they've not quite been able to keep it and get their foot on it. And Livingston have been really determined to get the ball back into the St Mirren box, and it paid off for them.
Yep, and then Warren Shankland managed to put St Mirren 2-1 ahead. One of two wonderful goals from him today.
Yeah, at one point when the ball was played through to him, I thought him and David Clarkson maybe were going to get in each other's road, but Clarkson's left it for Shankland, who's taken it down really, really well, and then the finish is absolutely sublime into that top corner. You know, he's taken it at the near post, he's not let the goalkeeper get a chance at it, and like I think both of them, he put them right in the postage stamp in the top corner.
Yeah, absolutely. Half time it was St Mirren 2-1 ahead of Livingston, still on the knife edge, but it was Livingston that came out firing all cylinders, and Jordan White managed to get Livingston back into the game.
Yeah, and thankfully this goal, you know, we don't have to talk too much about it, because 2 minutes before it, well, I suppose it was like 20 seconds before it, up the other end, David Clarkson's brought down in the box, last man challenge, you know, that's a penalty, it's a sending off. I think the referee's not given it because he's already given St Mirren the penalty in the first half. He's maybe not, he's maybe thought David Clarkson's gone down a little bit cheaply, but, you know, there's contact, he's tripped him up. It's a penalty, and it should have been Livingston down to 10 men, but Livingston didn't let that affect them. They went up the other end and they scored a good goal. You know, Jordan White had a really impressive performance in the second half. He was all over the St Mirren defence, and I think he deserved to get his goal.
And then goal of the game came afterwards, but obviously you've spoken there about the penalty that probably wasn't given, but St Mirren put that to bed, and goal of the game came through Lauren Shankland. Just talk us through what a wonderful goal this was.
Yeah, I don't think there's any superlatives that can really describe this. You know, we were talking earlier about comparing Livingston to Argentina. I think this was probably the most Argentina-esque minute of the game. Lauren Shankland takes the ball down on his chest, controls it with his knee, turns and volleys it right into the top corner. The goalkeeper, again, absolutely no chance. He showed just how much quality he's got, just how good a player he can be for St Mirren, and he shows that he's definitely got the potential one day to do that at the top level.
He was your man in the match today, Lauren Shankland, and two goals for him today. Does he have to be, can he be more consistent with his play and show the St Mirren fans that this is what Lauren Shankland can bring to the table, rather than sometimes cutting a bit of a frustrated figure?
Sometimes he's got the right to be a little bit frustrated, but you're right, he can do something different to change that. He can. He's the only one that can control his abilities. The only one that can put it out on the park every week. And if he can start to do that a little bit more regularly, you know, the scouts at Aberdeen that will probably come and watch him from time to time will think he's someone that we should be putting in the first team rather than someone that we should be loaning out to get there to continue his development, which I have to say is maybe not come on leaps and bounds at St Mirren like he did at Dunfermline last season, but he has improved. He showed that he's got the quality to do it at a higher level. What he now needs to do is to kick on. He needs to just basically improve his all-round game. If he can get a better first touch, then I think that will make a real big difference, because Raith Rovers especially, you know, they played the long balls through to him, they took it down on his chest, whereas I think if he'd just let it roll over his shoulder and he'd taken it first time, he would have created a much better chance, and with the quality of finish that he showed today, he could definitely score it.
So it's a tough run of games next, with probably the exception of Alloa, but saying that, Alloa have tripped up a few teams at home this season, and the likes of Rangers and Hibs and Falkirk, so it's the next five games that are very, very tough for St Mirren. If they are going to finish as high as they can, they've really got to make something of these games. It's Raith at home, Alloa away, Hibs at home, Falkirk away, and then on the 16th of April, the big one, Morton at home.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why St Mirren can't look at that run of games and think we can get maybe 6-7 points out of it. Raith Rovers is going to be a really tough game, but it's at home. Alec Ray has done really, really well in the home games this season to turn the form around. Then they've got Alloa away from home, and the only team that hasn't won at the Endogel Stadium this season is Alloa, so it's a really good chance for them. The difference will be it's a much narrower pitch now since Jack Ross, I think it is, it's taken over. Just before they played St Mirren the last time round, and that's what made the difference against Rangers and Hibs, because it frustrated them, didn't allow them to stretch the Alloa defence too much, and I think you saw the difference when Alloa went to Easter Road, because they just got completely overrun by Hibs.
Yeah. So next week it's Alloa, as you said, and it can be a banana skin for St Mirren in regards to that pitch. It was, I mean, when Rangers went there a few weeks ago, there was a lot made on the Scottish media regarding the synthetic pitch, the tightness of it, and when we travelled over there in December, the pitch hadn't been tightened up. St Mirren almost, you know, cruised. It could have been more than 2-0, and that was Alex Ray. He was only 24 hours on the job, and he hadn't really had a chance to look at his players then, but saying that, it would only be football if they go next week to Alloa after possibly a good performance midweek to Raith Rovers and drop points when they've had all this time under Alex Ray, considering the absolute opposite that happened the last time around in December.
Yeah, I think though when you look at Alex Ray's results, you know, it's been tight away from home, and the things that he's changed are that they've been able to get these wins over the likes of Dumbarton and Queen of the South, and I think if he can do that again next week like he did the first time there, then they've got a good chance.
Well, thanks very much, Stephen Bark, for your contribution today. I'm Dylan Doherty, and I'm just going to see out the show now. It's Livingston who've lost here today. They've lost 3-2. St Mirren the victors. Thanks for listening here live on St Mirren Radio. Thank you.
St Mirren Radio.